This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The movie Spotlight opens tomorrow, a Boston-based story with global impact. Spotlight tells the story of the Boston Globe investigative team that uncovered the priest sex abuse scandal in the Archdiocese of Boston.
The Boston priest molested kids in six different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing.
We haven't committed any long-term investigative resources to the case.
No, we haven't.
And that's the kind of thing your team would do.
Spotlight.
Joyce Kilhaywick, contributor to The Artery on WBUR, says the film gets it right at every turn.
It is a phenomenal, killer exposé. It gets all the details right. It is meticulous. It is balanced. The filmmakers Tom McCarthy and Josh Singer, who wrote the script, stayed very close to the key players here and were scrupulous about the details. And apparently, by all accounts, this is a pretty accurate rendition. And Marty Baron
is the editor,
and he's the one who really guides this investigation in this clip.
We need to focus on the institution, not the individual priests. Practice and policy. Show me the church manipulated the system so that these guys wouldn't have to face charges. Show me they put those same priests back into parishes time and time again. Show me this was systemic, that it came from the top down.
Sounds like we're going after Law.
Cardinal Law, who here is kind of like the president in All the President's Men, i.e., what did Law know and when did he know it? And Baron sees that right from the beginning.
He sees it in part because he is an outsider. He comes in from Florida to take the job. He is not Catholic. He's Jewish. Many of the reporters who worked on the Spotlight team were Catholic. How does that factor in?
You know, this is really a movie that tells two stories. It tells the story of this investigation, but it's also a story about communal blindness. What people saw, what they wanted to see, what they were afraid to see, what they were willing to see. And as you point out, as Marty Baron comes in as this Jewish outsider, you know, he has an unencumbered vision. It seemed very possible to him that one could pursue this story and get results.
And how does Catholicism in Boston and the role of the Catholic Church in the Boston area play into the storytelling? How is it portrayed?
There are layers of resistance everywhere in the story to wanting this story to come out. And it's because the Catholic Church had insinuated itself into almost every institution. And everybody was affected and intimidated to a certain extent by the power of the church. And when I say everybody, I mean the gatekeepers like the politicians and the businessmen and the civil servants and the school officials, but also the victims and their families who were manipulated out of their own shame and guilt, perhaps, to not wanting to testify, but also the reporters themselves. There's a very touching moment, and it might be my favorite moment in the whole movie, where Robbie Robinson, who is sitting there questioning his own complicity at the end of the movie, because after all, the Globe had been sent detailed documentation of victims 5 years previously. And he wonders, in a really soul-searching moment, why he didn't act on it. And Marty Baron, again, sits there and very thoughtfully and calmly says to him, "Sometimes we're stumbling around in the dark, and then someone turns on a light."
And Joyce, how does the city of Boston itself, the people of Boston, how are they portrayed here? Because a lot of the film was actually shot here.
Terrific that it was shot on location in Boston. Where else could it have been done? You actually see these reporters pounding the pavement, which brings me to how this film is better than Black Mass was in terms of conveying
the film about Whitey Bulger.
Exactly. And conveying what the feel of the city is. You see these reporters walking around the streets, knocking on doors, having doors slammed in their faces. You see these reporters having very concrete conversations with the victims, difficult conversations where they had to be both respectful, but also get graphic detail in order to tell the story and have it land. So I guess I'm saying that this film lands. Boston feels real, tactile here.
Joyce Kilhaywick, thank you.
You're welcome.
For Joyce's full review, go to WBUR's arts and culture site, The Artery. Find it at wbur.org.